Hello and welcome to Core Women. My name is Dr. Summer Watson and I'm the founder of Core Women and I'm also an empowerment strategist for women. So if you're listening to this podcast to delve more into empowerment strategies, well, you're here for the right reason. However, Core Women was also developed because it's a special place that provides a unique idea of home for the hearts and souls of women. It's a place for us to share our strength, energy, wisdom, and authenticity. It's a place for women to find support and strategic empowerment ideas that will help support their lives. Today on the show, I'd like to welcome Tina Stevens, who is the owner of a girl named Pinky Cake Boutique in Berkeley, California, located at the ASUC on the UC Berkeley campus. Let's get right into talking about your journey, Tina, and welcome.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So let's talk about how you became a baker and your journey into the professional baking business.
Okay, I would say my journey started when a bakery that I grew up with closed after 25 years because they lost their lease. And I went around to all the bakeries trying to find a place that had pastries and cakes the way they made it. And I couldn't find it. So I said, okay, well, maybe I can make it. So I tried tons of recipes and I started baking on my own for personal use. And when I got married, I decided I was going to make my own wedding cake because nobody could bake a cake that I enjoyed. So I decided to tackle that. And everyone loved the cake. And I had one particular person say, okay, I'm getting married and I want you to make the cake. And from there, the orders just started to come in. And that's how I got started.
Wow. So what were you doing before you got into the baking business?
So I was working for a corporation and I was in HR. So I've always been like a people person and I want to please people and I want them to be happy. So this was an easy transition for me.
Awesome. I don't know about easy, but if it was easy, that's amazing because I want to know your techniques. So what are some of the unique techniques of baking and decorating cakes have you refined over the years? Are you self-taught or did you take classes? Tell me more.
Well, I have taken a few classes, like at the community college. I've taken private classes with some other cake designers. And of course, there's always online. But you have to practice because taking a class, you do not get it the first time.
Right.
You have to practice and practice. Or no one's going to pay you to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It takes time, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of practice, right?
Most definitely, yes. So, I spent hours and hours and hours just to perfect one thing, to get the one thing right. And then, okay, let's try to do this and the next one until I am 100% confident that I can do anything as far as cake decorating now.
Awesome. Well, you know, and I would imagine that confidence comes from practice and lots of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what types of challenges have you confronted as a business owner and how have you overcome these challenges?
I believe the most challenging thing is getting the word out that you exist and people having the confidence in you that you can create this one-of-a-kind, beautiful, and sometimes expensive item for them, especially for a wedding or for these large birthday cakes that I do.
Right. And what people, I think, don't realize, because they don't understand what goes into crafting, so to speak, and this is a craft. You know, you are using your skills, techniques, energy, to create something beautiful that tastes good, that looks, you know, fantastic, right, that's going to be representational of you as well as the party, you know, and the host.
Right.
So,
right. And I 100% agree with that, because sometimes people are like, oh, $1,000 just for a cake. But you have to think about, I spent years and money and time being able to give you that. And some people don't understand, like, why does it cost so much?
Right.
And it's just like anything. It took time for me to get here, to be able to take a person's vision and turn it into something that represents the party and the theme and the couple or the birthday person. And it's not just cake. It's an experience.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, that's so on point, because it's the journey, it's the experience, it's the product, it's the representation. There's so many things involved here, and it's your knowledge and your love for it as well. And yes. So because of that, you know, there is a pride factor, I would imagine, as well, that this is my product that I'm putting out that I want you to be happy with. And part of that, yes, is an investment.
Yes, yes.
Right.
And so, I have to say, I have not had an unhappy customer.
Yes. That is fantastic. That is awesome. Now, how long have you been in business?
So I have been in business, I would say, maybe 10 years. I mean, maybe longer than that, but officially, like legally,
right,
10 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, were you nervous taking those first steps 10 years ago into, okay, I'm going to do this, and this is what it's
going to look like? No, because I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I just thought that I could do anything. That's just kind of how I live my life. If I think I can do it, I can really do it. But looking back, I did not know what I was doing back then. Like, I can't believe that someone gave me money to do that, and they were 100% happy, whereas looking back, I would not have been happy with that first wedding cake that I did. Like, I see flaws, like, right, 5 years ago, you know,
right,
okay, that cake was not perfect, you know? And,
yeah,
you know, you revolve over time.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Right. It's a growth process. It's a learning process.
Yes.
And you've grown throughout,
yes,
that process. So what is your favorite thing about being a baker? And what would you say that you're best known for? I mean, I guess, you know, your cakes, but do you do other,
yes,
things as well?
I do. So I do all pastries. I do macarons and madeleines and tarts, and I do it all. But I think my customers are most happy with the customer service that I give them. I love all my customers, and I want them to be happy. That is my main goal. Even at the kiosk that I have now up at UC Berkeley, I want the kids to be happy. Like last semester, I had a girl, she came and purchased something for me, and she said, thank you for being so nice to me. She said, people haven't been nice to me all week. And it just, and that's like my goal. And I don't even believe that I'm like thinking that, is just the way that I am. And
right,
I was so happy. And I was like, and I gave her a hug, and I was like, if you ever need a hug, just come see me. You don't even have to buy me. Like, I was just so sad that she was like, oh, no one's been nice to me all week.
Aww.
I think she was a freshman. So, yeah.
You think she was a freshman?
I think so. I think this was the first time she was away from home. So,
yeah. And, you know, I have to tell the listeners this. So I went to UC Berkeley, and when I saw that you had a boutique, a cake boutique at UC Berkeley, I was so excited because I'm like, wow, first you're at UC Berkeley and then you're at located in the ASUC, which is the student union for those of you that don't know what the ASUC is at UC Berkeley. And when I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh, I've got to talk to this woman because I actually, as a you know, a student going to UC Berkeley, I used to work there. So I used to work in that building. So it brought back a lot of memories. All of a sudden it was like, doom, doom, doom. It was like a work. And I was thinking, wow, I have to talk to this lady and see what, you know, her experience is there, how, you know, the students are responding to her, because I know exactly what you're talking about when you're talking about that freshman saying, nobody's been nice to me. And let me tell you, it is a huge school. And so as a freshman with going to such a large school with so much going on and many pressures, and then having that big old city come right into that school, you can get lost and you need some friends. So with that freshman, you know, or that woman coming up to you and saying, you know, nobody's been nice to me, and yet you gave her a hug. She really needed that. And that's so awesome that you are able to do that.
Yes, it's a great experience. I love being up there. This is just my second semester up there. It just started. And I have to say that I'm totally happy up there. It's been great so far.
That's fantastic. So what are some of your favorite cakes to make?
My favorite cake to make, or should I say maybe eat or ate, make? I'm not sure, but my favorite cake is my vanilla bean with lemon curd with Swiss meringue buttercream. That is my all-time favorite. And another cake I enjoy making is a carrot cake, which I don't add raisins and nuts because to me that is a fruit cake. My carrot cake only has carrots in it. It's a true carrot cake. So I would say that is my second favorite to make.
And now which cake that you make is your favorite to eat?
The vanilla bean with the lemon curd is my all-time favorite to eat. Yes.
That just sounds wonderful.
Yes, it's light and fluffy, and then the tartness of the lemon curd, it's perfect.
Awesome. So I have one last question for you. If you were to leave the listeners with some words of wisdom today, what would they be?
I would say follow your dream. Don't let anything or anyone get in the way of you pursuing what you believe will make you happy. And you have to find a way. I know that when I did this in the beginning, it's like, okay, I have to quit my job. And how am I going to make ends meet? But you have to find a way. If you have to start part-time, if you have to just spend a little bit of money on advertising, you have to find a way, because in the end, you will be a more fulfilled person because you followed your dream. No matter how long it takes,
right?
Do not give up.
And I absolutely love that. I love that you just jumped in and you thought, I'm going to do this. I don't really know what I'm doing, but I know that I want to do this. And you did it.
Right.
And here you are, you know, years later, and you're still doing it, and you're loving what you're doing, and you've got customers, and you did your marketing, and you're embracing your community, and that's awesome. So thank you so much for being on the Core Women podcast today, Tina.
No, thank you for inviting me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. If you would like to learn more about Tina and her cake boutique, go to her website at agirlnamedpinky.com or follow her on IG and Facebook at her pages, A Girl Named Pinky. If you need a strategic empowerment coach, contact me. If you want to tell your story of empowerment or how you have reconstructed your life to drive change, send me a video or an email of your story, providing permission to use it on my social media platforms. If you want to be featured on my podcast, reach out to me at info@corewomen.com. I want to hear from you and to get to know you. You are now part of the Core Women home. Let's get to know each other. Let's learn from one another. Please follow Core Women on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Please let your women friends know about this podcast. If you write about Core Women in your social media posts, please hashtag Core Women. This is all about women. Thank you for taking the time to learn more about Core Women, and please stay tuned for continued growth of the Core Women movement. Let's grow and drive change together.